Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
How much feed or hay do you have going into winter? Will you have enough feed to provide for the current cattle numbers you have on hand? An inventory of feedstuffs now before winter hits full swing could be helpful. First, we need to get a final idea of what we have available. Count bales, measure silage, evaluate remaining fall and winter pasture, and estimate crop residue grazing opportunities. We need to consider both best and worst case scenarios. While keeping an eye on the weather outlook is helpful, consider what would happen if conditions turn cold and snowy and pasture or residue grazing won't be as effective. We also then need to get an idea of how many animals need to be fed and what quality that feed needs to be. Keeping May calving cows through the winter is different than growing stockers. Factor storage and feeding losses into your planning as well. Silage uncovered outside or improperly stored hay can easily have over a 25% dry matter loss during storage. How you feed will also add to this amount of loss that you can expect. After we make a final assessment, it's time to start planning. Some may have too much feed laying around that's getting old. Selling some may generate a premium. If we come up short, however, consider our options. Do you have the flexibility to sell off some animals if feed is getting tight, or do we need to pad our reserves a little bit? If so, is buying feeds that are cheaper now and storing them through the winter a possibility? Or do we roll the dice on needing to purchase later when availability is lower and costs may jump? Planning is indispensable. Having a feed inventory and checking prices and availability now will go a long way to reduce the anxiety when we need to feed cows later on this winter. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.